Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And we've got lots of stuff going on. It is the first day of winter. It is our Christmas edition of the Outdoor Show. And it is also National Fried Shrimp Day. One of my favorites, fried shrimp. How about you? All right, we got some text messages coming in. This one says, did you see the report of the 696-pound black bear taken in Tensaw Parish? No, I did not. And until I get some better verification, I'm not going to say it didn't happen, but would be highly unusual. Black bear season, by the way, in Louisiana, only 10 permits were issued. Looks like they're going to come close to filling them all. It does wrap up tomorrow is the last day of that very short, limited, permitted bear season in Louisiana. Here's a question. Do people ever just feed fish, like buy a bunch of shrimp and throw it? Is that baiting illegal? It is not illegal. It is expensive to throw shrimp out there, but it does. It's called chumming, and not only shrimp, but you can put other stuff out there, and it's perfectly legal, and it can attract the fish. It definitely works. The Steel Man's checking in. He humbly concedes defeat to Big Bar Sr. in their mano-a-mano duck calling competition last week. If you were tuned in, we let you listen to their renditions and cast your votes, and our audience chose Big Bar Sr. over Steel Man. However, it was close, if it was any consolation for you. He says, thanks for the airtime. In other news, he smacked the trout hard on a Matrix shed in Lake P on as Pontchartrain on a solo trip Wednesday. Happy hunting. Yeah, there's been some excellent reports on trout in Lake Pontchartrain. We have our friend Dennis Hubble from Alabama. Dennis, I always call him Dennis. David, his cousin is Dennis. Anyway, he's wishing us, our family, friends, and all our listeners Merry Christmas. He's busy this weekend making some Louisiana classics. Daube glacé, Melaton dressing, or Melaton, however you want to say it, with shrimp and crab, crawfish pies, and griots and grits. Whew! He says it almost sounds like cooking segments from Bayou Wild. It exactly is reminiscent of Bayou Wild cooking segments, which you can find a lot of them there. We got some new ones coming up for season 14 with our buddy Chef John Foltz and Chef Mike Johnson and some others. Here's one, bent rods, a nice addition to our fishing reports. Well, thank you. I agree with you 100%. And we have an Alabama fisherman who is heading to the Mobile Tensaw Delta. Says the rain slowed them last week, but this week they are on fire. Merry Christmas. All right, we're going to be checking in with Mike Gallo, Eric Mohabarak. We got a boy, what a bad boy. You talk about naughty or nice. This guy is going to definitely get coal in his stock, and he'll probably be hanging in the jail cell somewhere. Really bad, bad boy. And speaking of that, next week we'll have you, the audience, choose from our four nominees the baddest of the bad for the year 2024. We'll run down those for you, and you can cast your vote. I'll be broadcasting next week's show, by the way, from Palco, Kansas, spending some holiday time up there. It will also be another edition of Daddy Daughter Radio. Cherie will be joining me. My oldest daughter is a co-host on the program. Duck season is in, and I checked, and, well, it depends on where you are exactly, but for down where we'll be getting our reports from, the shooting hours 30 minutes before sunrise was at 6:03. So they've had about 6 minutes to pull the trigger, and we'll be getting some live reports from the duck blinds before we wrap up the show today. All right, we come back after this. Mike Gallo joins us. I'm sure he's got a good report. Only concern today, number one, overdress. It's going to be cold. And number two, will the winds prevent you from getting on to the big lake of Pontchartrain? His report's next on The Outdoors with Don Dubuque.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Jeffrey Dahmer, Ted Bundy, the Night Stalker. These names are infamous, but do you really know what drove them to kill?
In Mind of a Serial Killer, we don't just tell you the story. We break down the psychology behind it.
Follow and listen to Mind of a Serial Killer, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Radio Network. And on our Barn on the Bayou report with Captain Mike Gallo is a presentation of CETO. And I heard that the latest recipient in the holder of a CETO policy that was glad he did it was a friend of mine, outdoor writer and longtime fisherman, Rusty Tardo, was rescued by CETO, and boy, he was glad he had the contract. And you can get one too, $249 for a whole year, renewable after that. You can even give it to a friend. Covers free boat towing, fuel delivery, jump starts for electrical problems, whatever you need to get you back to safety. CETO's there to do it. One simple phone call, that's all it takes, 504-301-4545. And if it's after hours or you want to do it online, it's CETOW.com, and Captain Chris will get you signed up. Captain Mike joins us now, and Mike, everybody's talking about the big run on speckled trout in Lake Pontchartrain. I know you've been in on it for sure. Is it possible today, look, given the wind conditions we're going to get?
Well, Don, I just checked the weather and the wind gauges, and it's very windy for sure. Water temperatures are still not too cold, so I would assume you could catch some fish along the north shore where you have a little bit of protection from the wind. The Pearl River area is going to offer some protection from the wind as well. There'll be fish in that area. There's really fish in lots of areas. It's just the bridges seem to attract the most attention.
Right. And what has been the pattern that you found when you fished there?
Well, I'm always using live shrimp and mixing in some plastics. The Gulp plastics has been doing well. Shrimp imitations, light colors. I like the Matrix in Glow. We're still seeing pogies in the water, and that's a great mimic of a pogie. So the drop shot, you know, I always fish a drop shot, and that's been producing for us. Anchor up, give it 15 or 20 minutes, and if you catch, obviously you stay. If you don't catch, sometimes you only have to move 50 or 100 feet, or maybe as far as 100 yards. But areas where you can find some hard bottom, shells on the bottom, have been working best for me. Doesn't seem to matter if you're up current or down current of the bridge. I just try to position the boat where my clients are casting with the wind, and that's going to obviously keep a belly out of our line and make it easier for them to detect the bite.
What about some other areas that you might be able to tuck out of a north or northeast wind, like maybe Lakeshore Estates or Pearl River, a bypass canal maybe?
All of those will certainly be good as well. Unknown pass. We have a smaller tide today, so the water won't be moving too fast through any of those passes. Unknown Pass, Miller's Bayou, Catherine's Pass, Wrigley's Pass by the L&M Bridge will be protected. So there's lots of options. It's just a matter of getting out there. And midday, I think, when the water warms up just a bit, the fish will be more active, and you'll have a good day.
What about redfish? You know, we've been talking a lot about speckled trout because, like most people, fishermen go after what's freely available, and while the trout are there, they're going to work on them. But somebody that really likes to fish redfish instead, what advice can you give them? Where would they go, and how would they fish for them?
Well, the redfish hadn't moved from the marsh. Our slot redfish live in the marsh until they mature, and then they migrate out into open water. We do have a falling tide, and it's going to set up real nice around midday to where it's been falling for a couple hours. And that'll set up ambush points at any little trenache or where one bayou empties into another one. Redfish can stage in those areas and let that falling tide bring bait to them. So obviously you'll be in the middle of the bayou, cast into that small trenache or bayou, fish close to the shoreline. Spoons will work, Gulp under a cork, market bait under a cork. Redfish aren't too picky. You just got to find where they are, and they'll generally bite pretty good.
Mike, for people that didn't hear about it, tell us about you and Jacqueline's deer hunting trip last week.
Well, I've been fishing with the Texans since 2000, and I finally accepted their offer to go visit, spend some relaxing time with them. He's got deer pretty much right out of his backyard. Jacqueline and myself practiced with the crossbow for about an hour. And the next morning, we sat in a stand. Didn't take long, right at first light, a nice 8-point walked out. And Jacqueline made a great shot. Deer didn't run very far until it went down. And we switched seats. I reloaded the crossbow. About an hour later, a smaller 4-point walked out, and I took him down. He didn't run very far either. So by 8 o'clock, we had 2 bucks on the ground, and by 9 o'clock, they were at the processor in Texas, and we'll be having some deer sausage pretty soon.
Well, she got an 8-point, and you got a 4. She ever going to let you live that down?
Hopefully not.
Yeah, well... Congratulate old Artemis for us, if you would. Mike, if somebody wants to get a hold of you, still not too late to get a gift certificate to give for Christmas. And if they want to book a wintertime trip or even look forward to the spring calendar, they can get you on my website, DonTheOutdoorsGuide.com. How else can they find you?
You can find me at AAofLA.com or on social media at Mike Gallo or Angling Adventures of Louisiana. And the telephone is 985-
781-7811. All right, Captain Mike, go get them. Thank you very much, and y'all have a very Merry Christmas, and we'll talk to you on the other side.
You and all your listeners have a Merry Christmas. We plan to do it.
Thanks again. There he goes, Captain Mike Gallo, Angling Adventures of Louisiana. All right, getting a lot of text messages in. We'll catch up on those. We're also going to catch up on the Paddler's Report. Eric Mohabarak will do that next on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. And if you're still stuck on getting that kayaker, that paddler, or that fly fisherman a Christmas gift, let me suggest No Wake Outfitters, 1926 Airline Highway in Metairie. Got a unique collection of conventional tackle, rods, reels, and also some fly gear with the local flavor in mind. Check them out. It's a premier kayak store and fly shop. Open Monday through Saturday, 10 to 6. Special hours on Tuesday, 8 to 8 p.m. Last-minute gift ideas. You can even get a gift certificate there, too. No Wake Outfitters, 1926 Airline Highway in Metairie. All right, this program, this episode with Captain Eric Mohabarak is sponsored by the Bayou Coast Kayak Fishing Club. Also, December 28th, next Saturday, they got a little event coming up. Good morning, Captain Eric. Tell us about this little BCKFC event that's going to take place.
Good morning, Don. How you doing? Happy holidays, buddy. They're going to be doing a little like gathering. Just they're trying to get the membership up and bring people out and see what's going on and try and get the camaraderie back into the club. It's just basically a bunch of people going to meet up, go fishing. They're going to come back. I think they're going to throw some hot dogs or burgers or something on the grill, a pasta lie or something. I'm not sure. You'll have to check with the club on the food wise. But that's kind of the game plan, what they got going on for that weekend. It's just a get together. Nothing fancy.
Now, the minimalist challenge is coming up, and not only do they limit you on the number and the type of bait you can use, but also the entries are limited. Tell us how that's going to work and how do people get signed up?
Yeah, well, you get signed up through the Bayou Coast Kayak Fishing Club's website. But yeah, you sign up. They used to sell out the first week. You know, the 100 spots would sell out the first week. It has happened before. I was talking with Brendan before. Maybe I was wrong on saying one time before. It must have happened before where it didn't sell out. But we got 30 signed up right now, and there's plenty of time to December 1st. But, of course, there's only 100 spots in that tournament. So if you want to fish it, I suggest signing up. The sooner the better is the way to do it.
You know, right now, speckled trout is on everybody's mind. There's a lot of good places where the fishing's good for them. Give us some of the top spots for putting a kayak in and catching a few speckled trout.
Yeah, how can I mean, speckled trout are everywhere. You know this as well as I do. They've been doing real good down in Myrtle Grove, you know, especially with this wind the way it's howling this morning. It'd be a good spot to fish. So it seems as if the worse weather, the better for Myrtle Grove, as you've known that. But even on the nicer days, they've been catching a few. You know, now when it warms up, it does slow down over there a little bit. So when it's cooler, it works better. But they've been on fire over there. And the marina's got shrimp, so that's a good thing. You ain't got to go nowhere. 1:30 if you got a motor, 5 minutes if you got a paddle. And then Lake Pontchartrain, like Mike said, man, it's on fire out there. It should be interesting to see what happens after this front. They got several launches, North Shore and then South Shore. The bridges, just pick your spots, pick your day, pick, you know, make sure the day is the wind is down. Don't go put yourself in any position out there in the lake because it is dangerous and things can happen over really, really quick out there, as we all know. Just use a jig on the bottom, any of your favorite plastic, a gulp or something, and just drag it on the bottom. It'll work. Look for the birds. That's what a lot of people have been doing. That seems to be the easiest way to do it right now. You'll also pick up some freshwater cats doing that, some redfish also. But other than that, it's been a great time, time of year for fishing. They're catching fish in Port Saffold insanely, down in Buras, and just wet weather provided, of course. But it's just been an amazing, like Mr. Campo said, you know, 40 days, there have been more reports of speckled trout. They still got guys catching them on the side of the road down on Highway 1.
Yeah, it's been great. Well, Eric, talking about Christmas gifts, last-minute gifts, gift certificate maybe for a kayak trip with you. How many people can you take, and what's the best way for somebody to buy a gift certificate where the trip is booked, but you don't have a specific date that can be worked on later?
It's really easy. Just text me or call me on my phone, 504-313-8292 would be the easiest, and we'll set it all up. I got everything you need. You don't need to worry about anything. Just make the phone call, and we'll handle it from there. Or, of course, you can get in touch with me on your website, the Don Dubuque Outdoors Guy. And I'm sure the Facebook and Instagram, too, the Louisiana Kayak Company.
Louisiana Kayak Company. Well, Eric, you have a very Merry Christmas out there, and we'll be looking for New Year's wishes for the outdoors next time. So get yours ready.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm looking for them pies coming up.
I know what you mean. All right, buddy. Yeah. Have a good one. Thank you for your reports all year long. We appreciate it, and we'll talk to you next time.
All right, Don, happy holidays to y'all. We'll see you, man. Be good. Thanks.
Right.
Bye.
There he goes, Captain Eric Mahabarak. Next week, we'll be hearing from Brendan Bayard. He'll be doing the Paddler's Report. And we're also going to be hearing a little bit later on from Mike Smith. He's out there duck hunting. I checked, and it's open west zone now in Louisiana. Legal shooting time, 30 minutes before sunrise. Captain Robin Patty texted me earlier this morning. He's hunting down there in Venice. He said he was going to have the limit before I got off the air. Let's see if that holds true, Captain Robin. All right, we'll be back to talk to, well, first we're going to do the bad boy feature. And boy, we got a really bad one this week. I got some bad ones for next week, too, when you will choose the baddest of the bad for the year 2024. Bad Boys is next on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. All right, let me knock some of these text messages out. I got Deb, the news chick I used to work with, listening to us in Florida. She says they're going out to do some food packing for families who need food for the holidays. That's very, very nice of you, Deb. Says she's up early getting ready to go when she heard me say I don't play an instrument. Blah, blah, admit it, Don. In fact, you are the second voice on the chorus of the Don Dubuque song. Maybe you must have been listening when I did the Margaritaville song on my April Fool's show. Anyway, she says it's 50-some-odd degrees in Florida. Why is it so cold? Cold? I don't know. Maybe it's that global warming thing. All right, we got Merry Christmas wishes from the Big Bassin' Man in Covington and from Jason the Barber and the crew over at Corey's Barbershop. Backstrap Stackers in Mobile today. No deer hunting in Mobile. Deer got a break this weekend. He's got time with the family, giving us a Merry Christmas. And back to you, Backstrap Stacker. Good to hear from you. Here's a text that says, celebrated my 81st birthday by hunting with a friend at Crane Creek. Good fun and great company. I know what that's all about. And hunting quail at 81, congratulations, my friend. Donnie's checking in. He says, good morning, great show. Have you ever used goose breast for sausage? Where do you get your wild game processed? I have, and what they did, it was Pete Javenko when he was in business at Deer Depot, but he is no longer in business. He cut it with chicken thigh meat. I'll tell you what, I'm going to put you in touch with Double D, and if anybody can make some goose sausage for you, I'm sure he can do it. Lafitte LT, he was fishing in Hopedale, caught beautiful trout. Then this week he fished out of Crystal River, specks, sheephead, mangrove, hogfish, grunts, and lots of grouper. Boy, that was a heck of a trip. And reminding everyone, Merry Christmas, and remember the reason for the season. Someone wants to know if we're having a Plastic Man on. Yes, he will be on in about 5 minutes. And the old snake doctor's checking in, wishing everyone a Happy New Year and a Merry Christmas. The Worm, can't wait for my co-host next week. It's his favorite. Yeah, she's my favorite, too. It'll be Daddy-Daughter Radio. Cherie and I will be broadcasting from Palco, Kansas next week. And old man Sam, you got old news. You must have been listening last week when we talked about the young man from West Monroe harvested the second black bear taken in the state. And this one says, Don, have you ever caught a tarpon fish? If so, how long did it take you to reel it in? I have caught one. 150 pounds was the biggest out of Venice. Was for a TV program. I remember it well because I had laryngitis. Couldn't talk. It was a silent film. Had to do voiceover later. Fishing with the ballet guys, and I would say it wasn't a long fight, maybe 10, maybe 15 minutes, but it sure seemed a lot longer. Most exciting fish I've ever caught. All right, we come back after this quick 10-second pause. It's bad boy time, and we got one that's been real naughty this year. Nothing nice. Our bad boy is next after our local stations let you know who they are and where they are along the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. Our story began in Wynn Parish. Louisiana Department of Wildlife and Fisheries Senior Agent Dustin Barton, Senior Agent Michael Thacker, and Sergeant James Smith were on patrol on December the 8th. They found a parked truck, looked like it was trying to be concealed while someone was hunting in the woods. The agents set up surveillance on the truck and observed one Dustin Norton return to the truck without wearing any hunter's orange and carrying a rifle. That was only mistake number one. They found Norton to be in possession of a .30-30 rifle with the serial number obliterated, methamphetamines, marijuana, and drug paraphernalia. The agents also learned that Norton was a convicted felon, and that he did not possess a deer hunting license or deer tags. I mean, why bother? Well, agents arrested Norton, booked him into the Wynn Parish jail, and cited him with illegal possession of a firearm by a convicted felon, possession of a firearm with an obliterated serial number, illegally carrying of firearms while in the presence of methamphetamine, marijuana, possession of methamphetamine, possession of drug paraphernalia, and the agents also cited him for hunting deer without a resident deer hunting license, hunting without possessing deer tags, and failing to wear hunter's orange, all of which, if convicted, could bring up to $22,050 in fines and up to 20 years in jail for 35-year-old Dustin Norton of Winfield, Louisiana, our bad boy of the outdoors. Whoo, December 8th, not a good day for old Dustin. Yeah, Santa's going to have some coal in his stocking for sure. Hey, by the way, they're still looking for information on the killer or killers of a federally protected Mexican wolf was found dead in Arizona back on November 7th. They're offering, get this number, this is why I'm putting this out, so anyone that can use $103,500, all you got to do is give them information that leads to a successful prosecution in that case. And they put this out nationwide because the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service realizes that, you know, people that do this, you know, a lot of times they let the wrong people know, or people have information that necessarily don't live around there. And certainly anyone interested in that amount of reward is welcome to give the information. If you need to get it, you can contact me and I'll pass along the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service special agent line for you. All right, I want to remind you, bad boys of the outdoors, next week we'll be looking for the baddest of the bad. You will help me choose them. And we've got four nominees. We'll tell you who they are, and you can vote next week, and we'll announce who the winner of the baddest of the bad is for the year 2024. And don't forget, Bad Boys of the Outdoors is a presentation of the LWAA, Louisiana Wildlife Agents Association. They've got shirts and hoodies and koozies and knit caps and all kind of gear. And, you know, I would have to tell you, if an agent saw you wearing a Louisiana Wildlife Agents Association outfit, he probably would think you're a pretty good guy. I would think so. All right, when we come back after this, he's next. The Plastic Man, one Captain Ryan Lambert. Got a fishing report, maybe a duck hunting report from down in Plaquemines Parish, tip of the boot of Louisiana, next on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. And that would be one Ryan Lambert of Cajun Fishing Adventures, back from Nolehase, back somewhere. Are you in Buras? You're in Luling? Where
are you? Oh, yeah. I'm in the duck blind, buddy.
Oh, they let you go, huh? Wow, that was nice of them to let you get in the duck blind.
Yeah, it feels good, too.
You got some water and ducks?
Yeah, plenty of water. And shoot that duck, shoot that duck, shoot that duck. I heard one down, and Carly was going to get it. It took off.
Oh, well.
You seen a miracle, boy. The dead duck flew away.
Yeah, that happens more often than people know.
Yeah, I knew that duck was sitting up still. Should have shot it earlier, but he was out there a little bit. We had about 40 greenwings come right in on us. We've been burned a couple of times already, but canvas backs come over. We had plenty of ducks while we were setting up and getting ready this week, so. Yesterday the water went out, but today there's plenty of water, and I would imagine we have plenty of ducks here shortly.
Well, the flyover report says the estimate has increased 292% from November. How about that?
Bless their little hearts.
Yeah. Well, a lot of green wings. A lot of green wings.
Yeah, well, that was just 40 of them just coming to decoys on us. Yeah, that, very few in Mexico. The duck counts were terrible down there, but the quail counts were through the roof.
I'll take those, too.
That was good.
Well, listen to this count on the dogries. You know, people call them scalp, bluegills. There were 4,000 on Lake Bourne, 182,000 on Pontchartrain. It is, it's 1,848% higher than last December for those two lakes.
Wow.
Have you been seeing them down there?
No, not too much. Not too much. You know, if I go on the other side, you know, where there's, it's a different atmosphere over there, then they'll be rafted up over there pretty big here shortly. And then in January, there'll just be hundreds of thousands of them, but we don't hunt them.
Yeah. Early this week, I did a sea duck hunt, offshore hunt off of Cat Island, and I shot the prettiest dogri I have ever shot. I mean, it was an older bird, the beautiful blue and green iridescent head, full plumage. But you know what I had never seen on one? It actually had some yellow coloring on those. No, it was not a ringneck. It was a dogri. It had some yellow color on the lower speculum down there. I don't know what that was from.
Really? Yeah. I never saw that either. Yeah. You ever see the ring on the ring neck? You know, a red ring?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Here we go. We got some action coming in on the Cajun Fishing Adventures duck blind.
Handle back. About 4 or 5 cans. They took a little dip, but they didn't come down.
We had a LSU baseball player, Gavin Guidry, the pitcher, and his girlfriend also plays on LSU softball team, Maddie McKee. She killed her first duck ever. She killed a scoter.
I saw that.
Yeah.
A little flight of pins right here. Oh, I like my pintails.
Yeah, sound like you got some good action down there.
Yeah, they're just starting to move around.
You guys going to do some...
Yeah,
the canvasback is a beautiful bird. Y'all going to be doing some fishing after that?
Oh, yeah. We built lines yesterday, and we stopped in the big boat and said, let's get some catfish. In a half hour, we filled up an ice chest.
Ooh.
Big, nice cats, too, like 5 to 10 pounders.
Yeah. Well, the trout are running down there, too.
Oh, the day before, we left the lodge at 3:15 and caught trout. You know, right before dark, Jake said, come show me a few spots on the west. We went and we caught 35 in an hour.
Well, if my sister is correct, today is the shortest day of the year, daylight-wise.
It's the 21st. That's right. And it's Augie's birthday today, my little grandson.
Well, happy birthday, little Augie. When's Augie going to make his first hunt? When's he going hunting?
It won't be long. It's close. Right now he says, fishing?
Is that true y'all gave him a duck call instead of a pacifier when he was a baby?
He never had a pacifier. He never had one day.
He gave him a duck call, though. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He walks around. He's got his little duck call. He's got his sunglasses and his hat on. He's all that now.
Mr. Cool,
he's
huh?
He's ready. Oh, look. Yeah. He's my heart, too, but I can't get enough of that kid.
He has no idea what he and Grandpa are going to be doing, does he?
He's going to be one shooting summer gun. I'm going to get a little Daisy Red Rider, and I'm going to take the front sight off, and he'll be shooting shotgun shells out the air by the time he's 4.
I love to hear it. Well, listen, we're going to let you go get back to some serious business there. Thank you for giving us the reports, and Merry Christmas to you. We'll be talking to you on the backside.
Yeah, Merry Christmas to you and all our listeners. We sure appreciate everybody that keeps up with us.
And give them that phone number if they want to get a hold of you.
Oh, yeah, they can call me at 504-559-5111. And I still got some stuff because I figured out the negative tide, so we got a good bit left in January now. So just give us a call and we'll get you out here.
Sounds good. All right, well, give him a call. One of the few people that can talk on the phone, blow a duck call, and shoot ducks all at the same time. I've seen him do it. I do not lie. All right, buddy, have a good one.
All right, buddy, see you.
There he goes, doing the whistling call. All right, we come back after this. We headed to another duck blind. That one would be from Mike Smith, LADuckHunts.com. He's hunting in Delacroix this morning. We'll find out what he's doing after this on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. The waterfowl population estimate flyovers for the coastal zone were done between December the 16th and December the 19th, which is pretty recent information. That was Thursday, and has shown that these last frontal systems have brought a huge number of ducks into Louisiana, still below the long-term averages, but certainly a lot brighter than what the early part of the season has shown. But you got to have water if you're going to hunt ducks. And I think Mike Smith may be having some problems this morning getting to his blind. Mike, what's going on out there in Delacroix?
I'm back at the dock. We had a turnaround the first time ever. I've never seen it so low. Solid, solid mud.
Is the tide going to come back up and give you all a shot to get back out later?
No, it's still falling.
It's done, huh? Oh, man.
Yeah, it's over with. But I haven't heard a shot around.
Well, no, not if nobody can get to their blinds. That would explain that for sure.
Yeah. But we could have went on a pelican watch, but we decided not to, you know?
No, we don't want you doing that. Well, and unfortunately, the stage was really set. I mean, we got a new bunch of birds come in. I know you were seeing a ton of green wings down there.
They had some green wings yesterday. The water was just right yesterday, but it fell overnight. You know, I hate these late-season north winds, you know. We do better on a high tide, 75 degrees, with a good east or south wind. You know, these north winds, they can keep that. They can keep late season. Give me the whole November season, and that's a wrap.
Yeah, and then you got people in other places, they want the season to not start until December. You know, they want late season.
Yeah, they don't hunt the coastal marsh.
Yeah. You know what I'm seeing, though? Listen to this. Now, the pintail count in the southeast flyover sector was 63,000, and the gray ducks were 47,000. When's the last time we had more pintails in the zone than gray ducks?
Yeah, it's been a while. Now, last year, we were killing pintail every hunt. This year, we only killed two.
Mm-hmm.
But I haven't seen a gray duck since the first split. Yesterday, there was strictly no big ducks, all teal. I see the majority of gadwall in southwest Louisiana.
Mm-hmm.
As far as that survey goes, you know.
Right. Well, there seems to be a lot of diving ducks in, too, in the deeper water areas.
Oh, yeah, and that's what I'm going to go get the next low tide, because I know where they at.
Yeah. And I'm looking at the I'm looking at the number of pooldu, the coots, 558,000 in the southeast.
Yeah, I don't know where they're at, but they left my spot.
Yeah, well, they could be here one spot and you know, vacated in another. Oh, that's how that goes.
Definitely.
Well, what do you think's going to happen tomorrow?
Have to play by ear.
Yeah.
I'll come out here tomorrow night. I mean, tonight, yeah, and see what's going on.
Yeah.
But I think we're going to have a east-northeast wind. That ought to push it up a little bit.
Yeah, the more east that you get, the certainly the better it is. And, you know, really the tide range is not that wide. So, I mean, it must have been that constant wind just pushed it out of there. It was the wrong direction.
The wind overrode the tide.
Yeah.
You know. But, yep. Typical late season.
Yeah, well, we'll be checking with you from time to time. We're just getting started in the second split, and then we got a third split to go. It goes all the way into January, and so if somebody's interested in going, and maybe you can squeeze them in with yourself or one of your other guides, LADuckHunts.com, and what's the phone number?
504-228-4506.
All right, my friend. We'll catch up with you next time. Y'all have a Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, too, and I'll see you January 2nd.
Yes, we will. There he goes. Mike Smith, five-time state duck calling champion. All right, let me get to some of our text messages before we wrap up here. This one says, does anyone have a good recipe for reindeer gumbo? Ha ha. Merry Christmas to my favorite WWO host. Well, thank you for that. And if people think this weather's cold, they should visit South Korea in December. He did once. Ick. Yeah, I've heard about that. They used to wear those mucklucks over there to keep your feet from freezing. All right, here's one says, Don, we shot 5 wood duck with my son this past week. Pulled the gizzards and made a gizzard and chicken andouille gumbo. Of course, a small pot. It was excellent. First time eating duck gizzards. Very, very good. Here's one that says, happy holidays to you and your family. Have you ever had beef jerky from Bourgeois Meat Market in Gray and Homer? The best. Big E from Thibodeau. Big E, I have not had their beef, but I've had their venison jerky, and you're right. It is some of the best. Bourgeois Meat Market, been known for a long time. And here's one wanting to get, this is Manly, listening in Alabama, reports from Biloxi WMA. Duck hunters, I would have to tell you it's been maybe below average so far, but of course that can change. Now the Delta Wildlife Management Area in Pasolute down below Venice, different story. A lot of birds down there if you're heading that way, Manly. All right, well, that's going to wrap it up. We're done. Hope you'll join us next week. Be ready to text us at 504-260-1870. We're going to ask you to vote for your choice of our four nominees for the baddest of the bad. Guys, four guys who did some pretty disgusting stuff. And hope you'll join us then for our New Year's edition of The Outdoor Show.